Is there an event from the past that keeps haunting you? Maybe you've experienced a traumatic or abusive event in the past and you just can't stop replaying it over and over. This can be an event from the recent past or from the distant past. Oftentimes we get stuck in an old trauma because there's a part of us that doesn't understand that we're now safe. It's almost as if that part of you keeps tugging at your sleeve saying, "Remember me. I'm broken. I'm hurting. I'm scared." This technique helps that part of you know it's safe to heal. You'll still remember what happened, but the traumatic emotions will be drained away. This will catapult you toward freedom like nothing else as you realize that healing actually makes you more safe because you're more present in this life instead of reliving the past. So now, just go ahead and think of one particularly haunting scene from the past. You know, that one that pops into your head whenever it's quiet. But I want you to imagine, with your eyes open, that you're watching that scene on a movie screen that's several feet out in front of you and down near the floor. It's not a very big screen, but you can just make out the important details. It's important that you, the you listening to me right now, can see your younger self inside that movie down there. And I'd like you to notice how old you are in that scene. And looking over there at that scene from your eyes of your highest, wisest self today, knowing all the things you now know, having the skills you now have, what would you like to send to the you in that scene over there? What does the younger you in that scene need? Perhaps it's a feeling of security or worthiness, or maybe it's love or strength. And you can just notice what that younger you needs in that particular scene. And when you know what it is you want to send to the you in that scene, I want you to think about what it's like when you have that positive thing. Let yourself really feel it now as if you're trying it on. Hold your anchor to make it even easier to experience that positive, powerful emotion. And as you're feeling that amazing feeling, imagine just sending it to the you over in that scene so that you can see that younger you start to try it on. Notice what changes as that you receives this gift. And now that the scene has shifted, is there anything else you'd like to send that younger you? Anything else that you needs? If so, just go ahead and send that as well and notice what changes for the you in that scene. And is there anyone else in that scene? Since we're just playing pretend and using our imagination, I wonder, is there something you'd like to send to anyone else? Something that would have made that scene go very differently. If so, just go ahead and send that into the scene now, along with anything else they need. And if there's anyone else in that scene who needs something, notice that you can send it into the scene now at the speed of thought. And notice how very different the scene becomes. And what's different about that younger you now? And I want you to imagine floating right into that scene alongside that transformed younger you. Close your eyes and be there with that younger you, and hold your anchor as you look in the eyes of younger you and see that healing and sparkle in their eyes now that they have this gift. Is there anything you want to say to younger you? Any advice you want to give? Feel how good it feels to imagine holding and hugging that younger you. And now, bring them into your heart and allow them to grow up inside you, having all those positive resources through every event from that moment all the way up until this present moment. Imagining what it would have been like to grow up, having this positive feeling all along, as everything inside is shifting and changing now. That's right. As your unconscious mind memorizes this as your new way of being, so that even if you try to do old emotions from the past, you'll find that you cannot, because the harder you try, the further they go. As you're beginning to know, I mean really know, that you really can let life be this good. And as you sleep, and as you daydream in the coming days and weeks, you're going to become more and more aware of these positive changes. Until one day, I don't know if it's days from now or years from now, you'll suddenly become aware that this is the moment when you became free to live this new, positive life freely and fearlessly from now on. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. And when I get to 5, you can open your eyes feeling amazing, brand new, and incredibly free from now on. 1, hold your anchor and feel absolutely wonderful now. 2, to achieve the things you want to achieve in your life and be the person you know you are. 3, a feeling of freedom from the past. 4, feeling the force of that freedom through every cell in your body. 5, eyes open, feeling incredibly alive and free now. Good. You can release that anchor, knowing that you'll easily remember to use your anchor over and over throughout the day whenever you need it, because now it's becoming automatic to hold your anchor when you would have experienced negativity in the past. Once you've used this technique on a few past memories, you'll notice yourself getting so good at it that you can use this on your own even without the recording. And you're also going to notice that as you heal one event, it starts to trickle over into other events as you start to feel the freedom of this technique in every past event of your life. A key reason this works is because you see your younger self outside of you in that scene, instead of reliving the scene through your own eyes. When a person relives trauma from the past, they're almost always daydreaming it through their own eyes, seeing it the same way they did in the past as their younger self. The simple act of stepping back and seeing your younger self out there in the scene is often all a person needs to detach from old emotions and be true to the life you're living now, instead of showing loyalty to something that happened a long time ago. Please feel free to reach out to me anytime with questions or to share your experience with this powerful exercise. I love hearing from you.